What's up? My name's Matthew, and I'm tall, strong, and handsome, and you're listening to Foodlandia, a podcast from the Youth Media Center at SLB Radio. Today, I am joined by the absolute champions,
Harley,
Gina,
Joel,
Sam,
and JT.
We are 8th graders from Cornell, and we'll be talking about food!
So what tickles your taste bud?
Overall, what tickles my taste buds is I love those hot dogs with ketchup on it. Anything else to say, Harley?
No.
You could also put mustard on it. You want to say something, JT?
Not really.
Well, another thing that I like is some pizza, if you put the little pepperonis on top. And last but not least, I want something from Joel.
Well, I think Gino has something to say.
What tickles my taste buds, me personally, I think hamburgers.
Ah, thank you, Gino. You know, one thing I remember as being one of the most iconic foods of all time is SpongeBob popsicles. I had one when I was probably like 8. I can't remember anything else. So, is anyone really familiar with the SpongeBob popsicles that would like to talk?
Yeah. Back in the summer in 2024, me and my friend used to go to the wave pool, and they used to sell SpongeBob popsicles, and every day we used to get some. And I also didn't like when they changed the gumball eyes to chocolate chips. I think that wasn't the best decision on their part.
Besides SpongeBob popsicles, I know there's all different types of popsicles. There's those ones that you get in that little squeezy thing that you squeeze out. Have you guys ever had those?
Yeah. The push pops?
Yeah. And like the big rectangle ones they have in cartoons. You ever have one of those?
Rectangle?
Yeah, the big rectangle ones. Ever seen those?
No.
I know what he's talking about, yes.
That guy knows what I'm talking about.
Yes, I have had one. I've only seen them at, like, Walmart and stuff, but...
Are they the ones that, like, you separate?
They're the ones that are, like, flat at the bottom, and it, like, goes up into, like, a arch. You've never seen them?
Oh, yeah.
Are those the ones you were talking about, Matthew?
Probably. I wasn't listening. Anyway, next question. If it was your last, very last day on Earth, and there's all the food at your disposal, and you can eat anything you want, what would you want to eat? A lot of good choices for this question.
I would want to eat my mom's tacos. They're, like, really good.
That's wholesome, Jill.
I mean, I don't really know what she puts in those tacos. All I know is that they're, like, really good, especially with, like, some salsa.
I agree with Jill here. I went to his house one day, and I tried his mother's tacos, and they were delicious. I actually very enjoyed them.
He went back for seconds.
I did. And thirds. Then they ran out. That would also be my last meal.
Can you bring us some tacos next time?
Maybe.
Yeah. All right, your turn, Harley.
I would probably eat everything. Like, I can't pick. Like, I'm about to just eat everything. Probably McDonald's.
All right. Now, last but not least, the main man in the corner, JT.
Hello. I would have donuts.
Any type of donuts specifically?
I don't know if you've ever heard of this place. It's called Max's, and it's like M-A-C-S. They make really good ones.
I have not heard of that place.
Last but not least, what is the very best Dum Dum flavor? You know those little lollipops?
Yeah.
I mean, I personally like the blue raspberry ones.
Me too.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, I think I'd pick a butterscotch.
How about you, JT?
What about you, JT?
Honestly, the blue raspberry one.
Yeah, those are pretty good.
You know, has anyone ever stopped to wonder where Dum Dums come from?
No, I have not.
From Dum Dums.
Like, are they like a sap? Why do they look like that?
I'm pretty sure it's just the mold. They're made in artificial flavors.
I really like how they, like, the art on them, you know, the food, like, whatever flavor.
They're truly beautiful.
Yeah.
Just like you.
Thank you. Stop. Ricky butt.
You don't know one flavor that doesn't get enough reputation?
Recognition.
Cinnamon.
Ew.
Ew.
No.
But you know, guys don't like cinnamon?
I mean, it's okay. Not my, like, first option.
I could shovel cinnamon into my mouth.
Have you ever had cinnamon gum?
Oh, I know.
I don't want to go
there. I don't want to try that. I've tried it once. I did not enjoy.
Chocolate on cake shouldn't exist.
What?
Okay. I think we should debate me here. I don't think that's a good opinion.
Vanilla is enough. We don't need chocolate in our cake.
Chocolate just carries it.
I like vanilla too. Like, I favor vanilla over chocolate.
Honestly, I like tres leches.
What is that?
It's a really, like, soft, milky cake.
It's like a triple layer cake, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, if something's, like, too sweet, I cannot have it. It will, like,
I don't eat cake. Too sweet.
You don't need cake?
No.
Because sometimes it has, like, too much frosting, and sometimes it, like, just beats.
Or it's just nasty.
Yeah.
Frosting? You mean icing?
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
They are the same thing. Wait.
No. What about Donut's evil twin?
Bagels.
Bagels.
They're like, they look like donuts, but they're not nearly as sweet. They're basically bread.
I mean, bagels are good for some stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you guys like bagels?
Yeah.
I don't really like bagels. I don't usually eat breakfast, so I wouldn't.
But, like, breakfast is the most important meal of the day,
exactly.
They say.
You know you gotta eat.
Have you ever heard pancakes, you know? Yeah, pancakes.
Yeah. Yeah, pancakes.
Pancakes are good.
Do you prefer waffles or pancakes?
I like both.
Pancakes.
Pancakes.
Yeah, I got these 1-minute pancakes from the mall. They're super good. I mean, yeah, the mall.
I'm in enemy territory. I prefer waffles.
Wow. I mean, I like both.
Wow.
Both are fine.
Me too.
Well, listeners, you have been so kind to listen. That is all the time that we have for this very day today. I am Matthew, and I am here with
Arlie,
Gina,
Joel,
and JT.
Thank you guys, all you beautiful people, for listening.